put on 3:07. The theme for our meeting today is Heavenly Love. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, that I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Saviour, when met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadow of his bones, which is his bone, he made all my darkness to depart. You this morning, we just give you thanks that you love us and that you have made it possible for us to come and worship here, because we know that there are many places throughout the world where our Christian friends cannot meet. We pray for our colon, who's on a long cycle right in his feet, and we pray that you will keep him safe and that he has enjoyed himself today. We ask for that as we leave this meeting, your Holy Spirit will come upon us and you will fill us with your love. We thank you, Lord. Amen. The next song we're going to sing is number 24 in the songbook. God's love is as high as the heavens. His love is as deep as the sea.
What belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Amen.
There's not many of them, but the man has been saved with me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Van Chanson said, Lord, you know that we love you. You know our thoughts and intentions. You know the depth of devotion found in our hearts today. Very perfect. Thank you, Lynn. A little boy backpack would have been very lucky. So 1 minute he's playing in the garden, then the next minute he'd come running through the house and his doors all open and go up through the woods. And his mom would go around and close all the doors after him. Then 5 minutes later he's back in the garden, leaving all the doors open. And his mom's running around and shutting all the doors. And he came in the third time and his mom said, for goodness sake, make your mind up, either come in or go out. How do you think you're going to get to heaven to be naughty all the time? And the little boy said, I'm going to heaven, I can guarantee it. And his mom said, how can you guarantee that you're going to get to heaven? He said, because when I get to the golden gate, I'm going to keep running in that hidden gate open. When the group says, make your mind up, come in or go out, I'm coming in. Psalm 25. But love to me is wonderful. Let me sing the first verse on this one, please. Yeah, spend it on. Don't change the card. That's what I'm giving you. Is wonderful. My very steps are planned. When mists of doubt encompass me, I hold my Father's hand. His love has banished every fear. In freedom I rejoice. And with his quickened ear I hear the music of his voice. Thank you. our meeting this morning, so one time is coming up. There's not many of us in the choir at the moment because normally there's 10 of us. But one's on holiday, one's on a cycle ride, and we've got two off sick. Well, there's not many of us left, but the ones that are left are going to give it a go. And today's meeting is about heavenly love. And if you love somebody, gentlemen, what do? We send them flowers. And so today's song is simply called The Roses of Success. And it comes from the musical Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Firstly, just thank you to all those that assisted with the manning of the hall yesterday for the church's cycle ride. Obviously, not as many as we normally see. I think we had 13 through the course of the ride and had one for the final hour. And bless her, that lady probably shouldn't have been on her bike. She'd been all the way to work with them and everywhere. And literally on her last leg, so I advised turning left at the top of Sunnyside to go down Denmark Street where she lives on Parrot Ferry, rather than going to the Catholics, because it was a bit too hot for her. But you know, a lot of money raised obviously from some supporting of the churches. Please join us as usual for tea and coffee afterwards and refreshments. There should be bowls this week. There will be bands. There is a choir as well this week, that's good. And the usual morning. and shop will be open on Wednesday and Friday mornings. A few little housekeeping announcements. We are commencing our annual Toys and Tins appeal from around about now. And so if anybody is willing or able to donate any gifts or any food items specifically long life, if you're able to donate those, there is a box at the back of the hall underneath the notice boards in some lovely Christmas wrapping paper, so it's easily identifiable. But as usual, any of the toys that you do donate, you don't have to wrap them or anything, because we obviously need to see what the ages are and what their intention is, and as long as they can also be new, that is preferable, obviously. And then, as I say, for the food items, anything that is long life, so tins, pasta, anything that we'll see well into next year with the gifts that we obviously provide to those. And then also connected to that, in a couple of weeks' time, on the 20th, and then the date is going to be 20th, a couple of weeks' time, we've got our harvest here. Yeah, when Phil says I've been busy, my day on Thursday, my day Thursday started at 3:04 and finished just after 9:00, thanks for flooding Guildford. And yesterday went much better, so it's been a long week. During our harvest festival here, harvest service, we will be gratefully accepting any gifts of harvest produce, so the usual tins and anything that anybody's willing to donate. But again, if any of the donations of the tins specifically or any of the gifts could be, you know, long life, long dated, so that we can make use of them within both the gifts that we provide here and the support that we provide locally, but also can be used for Christmas as well. So more on that as well. And then a reminder that next Saturday on the 16th is our next Coffee Morning Pixel. So again, if anybody is able and willing to be able to provide any baked items, that would be most appreciated. Thank you.
Psalm 279, to God be glory. A long thing is on the take of the open day.
To
God be the glory, great thing he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, to yield his life and atone for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in.
Thank you.
did make a change for me actually being able to sit back and listen to the band before we unplayed it. Thank you very much. I chose that song because the second verse says, "O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God." And this is the word. The violent offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives.
Good morning, everybody, and we thank you again for your giving our call in the collection again this morning. Actually, in the role of the time, we actually remember who visited us yesterday, because I saw on Facebook yesterday that somebody visited probably around about half past 7, 8 o'clock yesterday morning, which was on Facebook. But those of you who know the connection to Rosedale, they all went off in different pockets of the area. And Charmaine, who has been and joined in band practice on a few occasions, she stayed at half past 7 yesterday morning, and so she visited and put a photo of the hall on Facebook. And I think she was still there at something like 6 o'clock last night. So, well done to all those concerned and who were involved in that. So, again, we thank you for all that you do for our call in whatever way. And we think again, as we come to worship this morning, we think of Ron, we think of Kathleen, we think of Dot, and we think of Jane, who were not able to worship with us in this way. And we think of those folks week by week, don't we? And we continue to think of those people who are not here today. Glad that one or two people have stayed away, possibly because of the heat. I did phone Rogie yesterday and got in contact with Carmen because she was on the Rogie to help. And I said, "Darn, I don't want Rogie to come up here in the midday sun, so please can you tell her not to come." So no, one or two people are struggling, included with the heat, but we think of all those who are not here tonight there this morning. We think of those poor folk who have lost in recent weeks and just a couple of weeks as well, and loved ones, and we think of families there concerned, and we ask that the Lord will come to each one of our poor family who are struggling at the moment with loss of loved ones. We think of those who are poorly in the call as well and not feeling well enough to come this morning. We continue to pray for Jo, Lisa and Jo and our love. She's struggled again. So we think of Jo, and also please take our regards and love back to our dear Kevin, please. As many of you may know, that Albert's broken both her arms and so struggling a little bit. I think Kev, I'm sure everything for her at the moment, all the housework and everything as well. So we think of Albert. And we think of those who are on holiday enjoying this weather or not enjoying this weather, whatever it may be, but we pray that the Lord will give them a refreshing time, those that are with family and looking after loved ones. And again, we continue to think of the turmoil in the street today on the cycle ride. And again, we think of each member of our core family. If you do know of anybody connected to the core, friends and family, cheerers, anybody, and please let me know so that it can be announced from the weekly platform. So we want to be a praying call, we want to be a family, we want to love, we want to care, we want to support each other, don't we? So please let me know so that we can actually announce it from the platform so that we can think and pray for each other and for our call during the week in our own devotions. And thank you again for your giving in this way this morning. Shall we just share in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning and we just say thank you again. Dear Lord, this weather is getting to them, but we just know, dear Lord, that the sun is needed, the rain is needed, the wind is what is needed, all the natural seasons of the year, all that we go through is life. And we know, dear Lord Jesus, we do not face any of these situations on our own because we know that you are always with us. We ask that you will be with each and every one of our poor member and our family here who is connected to us in any way. Those who are struggling at the moment because of the loss of loved ones, we ask that you will put your arms of strength and of comfort around them. Those who are struggling with health issues, we ask that you, dear Lord Jesus, you will help with them and be with them, and you will lay your healing hand upon them. Perhaps some, dear Lord Jesus, are just struggling trying to get here on a Sunday morning. But just let us know that we are thinking about them each week, and we just ask you, Lord Jesus, that whatever their need can be met in you. And Father, can we again think of those who have already been mentioned, we think of Karen today, and all the other others who will be doing the cycle ride. We ask that you will keep them safe, and that they will enjoy the fellowship, and the talking to perhaps strangers, a lot of them, and that they will help each other on the way today. Again, dear Lord Jesus, we think of those who cannot worship with us in this way, their mind will seek more, think of us on a Sunday morning. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, you'll make this blessing unto them. And again, we think of our world, dear Lord Jesus, so much devastation going on in our world and in your world. Not much that we can do, dear Lord Jesus, because perhaps the miles are too far, but we can pray, we can leave all these situations in your hands. And we can ask you, Lord Jesus, you will bring hope, you will bring strength, you will bring love, you will bring comfort to those countries that are in war, those who are being affected by earthquakes or floods or whatever is going on in our world, dear Lord Jesus. We know that you are with and in everything that is going on there. And as we come back here to ourselves in this meeting this morning, we just ask that you will meet the needs of each one of us here gathered. And that as we go into this new week, that we go in your strength, because we ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
I used to work with a young lad from South Africa in the team. And while we were in the factory one day, the weather was absolutely horrendous. It started off rainy. We went to a little bit of street, the sun came out, and then we had a bit of fog, all in one day. And Pete turned to me and said, only in England can you get all four seasons in one day. The captain was asked by one of the congregation to explain what heaven was. Oh, what a good question. Immediate thought, of course, would be heaven is good, hell is bad. But that doesn't describe what heaven is. And all week you were trying to think, how can he explain to the congregation what heaven looks like? Because they'll be finished. And then one evening, he had a horrendous nightmare. Well, you can still act in a nightmare, it's not a lot of fun, nice and green. He dreamt he was standing in a big, big meadow. The grass was all nice and cut. There was a big green hedge all round the meadow, which was all nicely, neatly tidy. At one end of the meadow was a great big huge barn, backed by an aircraft hangar, with big doors on the front. There was a swing gate at the far end, and right down the middle with a great big table full of food. All sorts of food. Gorgeous. That's when the dreams changed. Because he suddenly heard a racket. And it was a terrible racket. There was people screaming and people shouting and people fighting. And when they got to the little swing gate, they were all pushing and shoving and trying to get through the gate at the same time. Some people were falling over, then some people being stood on while people coming up behind them. And when they all got through the gate, the captain could see that all these people were starving. There's no skin on the target, almost just see the bones. And they all made a mad bash and a mad dash for the big barn at the far end of the meadow. But the big doors on the barn were difficult to open. Some people were trying to pull them open. Some people were trying to push them open. Some people were trying to slide them. And some people were trying to lift it like a garage door. So they had all these hundreds of people trying to open the doors, and they weren't getting hardly anywhere. When the jack appeared between the doors, people started to rush in. And again, they were pushing and shoving and squeezing. And when they came out,
the captain could see they were all carrying large reports. But they weren't just ordinary large reports. These large reports were 8 foot in length. They had very sharp knives and forks at one end, big rod handles on the other, but between the handles and the fork was wrapped in very, very sharp barbed wire. So the only way you could hold the knives and forks were at the end. And all these people got to the table, and they were all looking for the biggest and the best piece of fruit and the best piece of meat that was on the table. And when they found the best food, they stuck the fork in and cut it and lifted it up. Then came the big problem. How did they reach the meat or the food on the far end of the fork, which was 8 foot away from them? And no matter how hard they tried, they couldn't get to the food. One man thought it'd be a good idea if I put it on the floor and pull the meat off, and then I'll go the 8 foot and pick the meat up. But by the time he got to the meat, the rat had got it. And after the meal, everybody had to go back to where they came from. But they were still hungry, and they were still arguing, and they were still fighting. And this dream really upset the captain. All these hundreds and hundreds of people that were starving, but couldn't reach the food. That night he was really worried. He didn't want to go to sleep because he didn't want to have a dream again. But as nature had it, we can't stay awake forever. And the captain fell asleep. And in his dream, he stood in the meadow. Big barn at one end, swing gate at the other, beautiful hedge all the way made. And he thought, no, not again. And then he heard the sound. But this time the sound was different. They weren't arguing or fighting or screaming. They were laughing and talking and singing. But when they got to the swing gate, two people stepped forward. One opened the gate and the other one helped the people through the gate without falling over or getting hurt. When they got to the big barn in the meadow, six strong men stepped forward. Three opened the door on the left, and three opened the door on the right. And then the people walked into the barn. And the people at the front were picking up the knives and forks, passed it to the people behind them, who then passed it to the people behind them. And when everybody got a knife and fork, they all went to the table, and they all took their places on each side of the table. And the captain thought, how are we going to lose this food? It's 8 foot away from them. They're all going to get hungry. So he watched one man, and he came to the table, and he was looking around to find the biggest and the best piece of food that he could find on the table. And when he saw it, he put the fork in, and he cut a slice off, and he lifted the fork up. But instead of trying to eat it, he passed it over the table to the person on the other side, who ate heartily. And as he looked down the table, everybody was feeding everybody else on the other side of the table. But all the food was eaten. And they all went back to where they go, back through the hedge. And when he woke up, he was puzzled. And then it dawned on him that what he had seen was heaven and hell. Hell was the first setting. Everybody wanted for myself. Me, mine, self. Nobody cared about anybody else. As long as I got what I want, that's all that matters. But on the second setting, everybody loved everybody else. And everybody cared for everybody else. And when it came to eating the meat and the food, everybody fed everybody else. So everybody was fed. I don't know about you, I know that I would like to be on that second sitting. But no, we can't say, oh, I want to be on the second sitting. The sittings are set by God. If we want to be on that second sitting, we have to ask God. See, the love that these people have for each other is not the kind of love that we can have on earth. Because we do not have that kind of love in us. And we read in the Bible that we must love our enemies, care for those who hurt us. It's not easy wanting to love your enemy. There are people in my life that have hurt my family. And I must admit, I used to think, oh, it'd be good if they get run over or something like that. But God said, no, that's not what we do. We must love everybody. Everybody is made in the image of God. And everybody is put on earth by God. It's just that some people who turn away from God and are going to the dark. We may not like what these people do or what they say. For example, I find it very, very difficult to love Putin. But God tells us that we must love his soul and not what he does. Somebody once told me a long time ago that if there's somebody that's hurt you and they are in the dark and they are bad people, just think how good they would be if they turn to the light and they find God. We can only love everybody if we love God. And if we love God, God will fill us with his Holy Spirit and give us the ability to love our enemies. We love their soul, not what they do. Don't hate the sinner. Just hate the sin. We must love everybody. We must love ourselves enough to love God more, in able to love them better. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for your love to us. We love you because of your Holy Spirit that fills us with your love and gives us the ability to love others. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will come upon us now and fill us with your power. We ask this in your name. Amen. And we're going to close with Psalm 847. I serve a living Saviour within our world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives! He lives, Christ Jesus lives today.
Thank you.
the benediction is 1041, love from infinity. This is the God we adore, our faithful and changeable faith, whose love is the strength and its power, and knows neither measure nor end. It is Jesus, the first and the last, who the Spirit shall guide and save from. We'll praise him for all that is past, and trust him for all that is to come.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you very much for coming.